in the limelight. The Trump administration's first budget proposal for 2018 calls for slashing funding for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, the U.S. National Institute of Health, and several other science agencies. The U.S. Congress, which decides spending levels, largely ignores the proposals, but the administration's spending requests signal its priorities for science funding. In the same month, Donald Trump signs an executive order that aims to dismantle the climate policies of his predecessor, Barack Obama. The order directs the Environmental Protection Agency to repeal limits on carbon emissions from power plants. We have prepared for you an article written by staff writers of TheNature.com. Under the heading, A 4-Year Timeline of Trump's Impact on Science. Please stay with us for more of Nature.com's article. From travel bans to human spaceflight to the coronavirus pandemic, U.S. President Donald Trump's policies and actions have changed science. Since he took office in January of 2017, Donald J. Trump has not made science a priority. He has proposed massive cuts to many science agencies and took 19 months to nominate a science advisor. But his policies and actions have had strong impact, many of them harmful, on researchers and issues relating to science. And here's a timeline of those events ahead of the U.S. presidential election on 3rd of November. January of 2017, a travel ban. In just his second week as president, Donald Trump signs an order that prohibited people from 7 Muslim-majority nations from entering the United States. The order sparks fear and confusion, including among researchers from those countries and their collaborators. After several legal challenges to various versions of this executive order, the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately upholds a more limited version of the ban. March 2017, science spending. The administration's first budget proposal for 2018 calls for slashing funding for U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, as well as the U.S. National Institutes of Health and several other science agencies. The U.S. Congress, which decides spending levels, largely ignores the proposals, but the administration's spending requests signal its priorities for science funding. In the same month, March 2017, Donald Trump signs an executive order that aims to dismantle the climate policies of his predecessor, Barack Obama. The order directs the Environmental Protection Agency to repeal limits on carbon emissions from power plants. June of 2017, climate withdrawal. Donald Trump announces that the United States will withdraw from the international 2015 Paris Climate Accord, prompting an outcry from scientists the world over. October of 2017, science advice. The Environmental Protection Agency takes steps to bar key scientists from serving on advisory committees, whilst making it easier for industry representatives to serve on the committees. December of 2017, moon plans. President Trump directs NASA to work on sending astronauts back to the moon, signaling a change in priorities for the agency. The administration later puts a 2024 deadline on this goal, which would be within Donald Trump's second term in office if he's re-elected. April of 2018, a data ban. Scott Pruitt, appointed by President Trump to the post of administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, proposes a rule that would prevent the agency from basing regulatory decisions on studies for which the underlying data is not publicly available, which includes many studies that rely on medical data, such as those on the health impact of pollutants. May of 2018, nuclear withdrawal. President Donald Trump announces that the United States will exit the nuclear agreement with Iran, a move criticized by many researchers, as well as world leaders. July of 2018, delayed advice. President Trump nominates meteorologist Kevin Drugmeier as his science advisor. The president took longer to appoint someone to this position than any other first-term president since at least 1976, when the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy was created. August of 2018, industry tilt. The Environmental Protection Agency proposes changes to its process for evaluating chemicals that would put greater weight on industry-funded research. April of 2019, advisors cancelled. U.S. researchers decry a decision by the Department of Defense to cancel its long-standing relationship with JASON, an independent group that provides technical advice to the government and includes many eminent scientists and academics. September of 2019, Sharpie Gate. President Trump falsely claims that Alabama is likely to be hit harder than anticipated from an approaching hurricane, and his administration criticizes National Weather Service forecasters who contradict the president. A U.S. government investigation later finds that the administration's actions could undercut public trust in Weather Service forecasts. November of 2019. Goodbye, Paris. President Donald Trump formally begins the process of withdrawing the United States from the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. February of 2020, viral misinformation. President Donald Trump tells the country not to worry about the coronavirus because it is a mild and like a flu. However, in recorded interviews with journalist Bob Woodward that weren't released until September of this year, President Trump admits that the virus is far worse than the flu and that he intentionally plays down the threat to avoid creating a panic. April of 2020, blaming the World Health Organization. With U.S. coronavirus deaths rapidly climbing, President Donald Trump blames China and the World Health Organization and vows to freeze U.S. funding to the WHO. The president hypes chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine as possible treatments for COVID-19, despite questionable evidence that whether they actually help fight the disease. Subsequent studies show no evidence that the drugs are effective against the disease. The Environmental Protection Agency proposes to maintain current standards for particulate air pollution, dismissing evidence from U.S. government scientists and outside researchers that strengthening those standards could save tens of thousands of lives each year. May of 2020, vaccine race. President Donald Trump announces Operation Warp Speed, aimed at producing a vaccine against the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 by the end of 2020. President Trump declares that the United States will withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO. He blames China for controlling the WHO. July of 2020. CDC sidelined. The Trump administration transfers responsibility for collecting coronavirus data away from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, part of a series of steps that sidelined the agency with primary responsibility for preventing and responding to disease outbreaks. August of 2020, testing confusion. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, issues revised guidance suggesting that people without symptoms do not need to be tested for COVID-19, sparking anger and confusion among scientists and public health officials. September of 2020, guideline reversal. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, reverses the new testing guidance after reports that political appointees at its parent agency, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, had published them without proper scientific review. President Donald Trump announces that a coronavirus vaccine will be ready by October, before Election Day on 3rd of November, prompting fears that the approval process could be influenced by politics. October of 2020, presidential illness. President Donald Trump announces that he and his wife, Melania Trump, have tested positive for COVID-19. He has experienced symptoms consistent with a moderate to severe case and is receiving experimental treatment for COVID-19.